Could you just talk a little bit about your time playing at Wisconsin and what that was like, playing with Jeff Rion and all those guys?
It was a lot of fun. I played on Jeff Rion's line, played along with him for most of the year. So, it was a good learning tool for me to ask him questions and watch him every day. So, I got to play with one of the best players in the country at that time. And, he's really making his stride playing professional hockey. So, it was a treat.
What all went into your decision to decide to come back to Wisconsin?
There's a lot of factors in it. There's so many positives to coming here and playing or signing pro with this organization and going back. So when it came down to it, it just felt right in my heart to come back and I was comfortable with that decision and so was Nashville. So it was a decision that came down to weighing out the positives, and like I said, there's tons of positives in each end, and at the end it just came down to what felt right.
What was it like playing at the World Championships this year, playing with all those guys?
Oh, it was a blast. It was an absolute blast. I've never played for USA in an event like that, so getting a chance to play over in the World Championships was unbelievable. I never got to play in World Juniors or any U under 18 World Championships, so to have my first venue going out there, that was really something special.
Yeah, what's it been like the last couple of days working out with these guys?
It's been tough. It's been a lot of fun too. One of the things I learned on my first tour down here in the summer was Coach Warchak always focused on, you gotta learn the process, learn to love the process. So, I kind of really stuck with that, and every day I come ready and excited to work out with the group, and it's fun. I was just thinking about, how long I'll be playing. A couple more years, 5, 10, 15 years from now, I'm gonna look back on this, and these are gonna be some of the memories I'll remember.
Is there one area of your game you're looking to improve now, or one area that you're working on?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not really basically looking at the negative aspects, also looking at the positive aspects of what I do well and in my shot and my stride and skating ability and strength. So I would have to say one of the things I had to work on and improve was my face-off percentages and try to take care of that. But trying to round my game, not just focus on just one area or one aspect of the game, but work on certain things like stick handling and make sure that I have my skills when the season starts.
All right, awesome.